Introduction to Psalms. The Psalms are poetry of the heart, and they explore human emotions such as pain, despair, fear, anxiety, but they also explore feelings such as hope, faith, deliverance, and trust in the midst of life. The Psalms offer some of the most beautiful hymns of worship to God ever penned. They were originally intended to be accompanied by music, and indeed many current worship writers have written music to accompany the words of the Psalms. It's difficult to group the Psalms into any logical category. One may group them by author or purpose, but there's really no clear structure in the current arrangement of the book. Regarding authorship, the Psalms were written by various writers, as inspired by the Holy Spirit. However, 73 of the 150 Psalms are attributed to David's authorship. Now, the subscripts before each psalm usually indicate authorship, but not always. They could also mean, for example, for David, of David, belonging to David, or by David. So usually that indicates authorship, but not always. Let's look at the poetry style. And this information I got from my John MacArthur study Bible notes. And John MacArthur notes that Hebrew poetry is not based on rhyme and meter, as in English poetry, but it's based on logical parallelism. And so some of the types of poetry style we see in Psalms are synonymous, and that means where you see a set of synonymous thoughts. So a thought is stated repeatedly with the similar concept. So a similar concept is restated throughout that psalm. You also see antithetic, where you see contrasting thoughts. So you see a thought stated and then a contrasting thought stated next. We see climactic, where the thought just continues to build on itself as you add more layers and complexity and ideas to that thought. And lastly, we can see patterns of thought. So in other words, we see one thought, say A, and another thought B. So you see A, B, B, A. So you see one thought, then a different thought, then cycling back to that first thought. And so you see patterns of thoughts. I'm moving on to genre. This is also from my John MacArthur study notes. He points out that we can identify five different types of genres in the Psalms. One are the wisdom Psalms, and they provide instruction for right living. Two are the laments, so they deal with human hurts and the hurts of life. Three are the penitent Psalms, dealing with internal sin and our sorrow and our grieving over our own internal sin. Fourth, messianic, dealing with themes about the coming Christ. And fifth, thanksgiving. Now, among the Psalms, we see, among the hymns and laments, you will see some additional structure. In the hymns, you'll see three parts to the hymns. One, a call to praise. Two, a one-sentence statement for the reason for that praise, and then three, a full expression of that reason, so where they kind of unpack and elaborate on the reason for that praise. In the laments, we see five parts. One, a personal address. Two, a complaint. Three, the petition, asking God to do something. Fourth, an expression of trust that God will act. And fifth, a vow to praise God. Another thing of note is the imprecatory psalms. Now, many of us are familiar with them. These are the psalms where David calls down judgment on his enemies in harsh ways. He'll say things like, Lord, break their teeth, you know, throw them into the pit of hell, just very harsh judgments. Well, how do we interpret these? And how are we to interpret these psalms? Well, MacArthur notes that David is praying for judgment on his enemies since they are not just hurting David, but they are primarily hurting God's people and primarily thwarting God's plans. So it's not that they're challenging David as king, but it's that they're challenging the plans that God has laid out for the country of Israel. But how are we still to interpret reading these psalms? So I want to encourage us that Scripture interprets Scripture. So we must interpret these in light of all of Scripture and in light of Jesus. Jesus did not defend himself. He did not get angry when he was wronged. He only became angry when God was dishonored and when he was defending God's holiness and God's purpose. So we can also reference numerous verses about trusting God to fight our battles, verses about forgiveness, grace, mercy, and anger. So we need to look at everything we know about how God is saying it's appropriate for us to deal with our emotions and handle these situations when we're interpreting these psalms. One last point I want to make is in Psalms, we see two different names of God being used. So it's an interesting side note that I was reading a commentary that pointed this out, that in the first set of Psalms, we see the God referred to as Yahweh. And Yahweh is translated in the Psalms as the Lord with all capital Lord. In the later half of the Psalms, we see the word Elohim used, and that's translated in our English translations as God. So I'm trying to understand, well, what is the significance of that? Why would sometimes Yahweh be used and sometimes Elohim? So I went searching, and the best answer that I found was on the blueletterbible.org site, and it talks about the fact that Elohim is a general name for God. So that's used in the context of this just a powerful, distant creator God, awesome and majestic. He is God. He is God of all. So that's just God. Yahweh, or the Lord, when the Lord is all capital, is God's personal name used specifically in a covenant relationship with his people Israel. So that's emphasizing a different issue. It's emphasizing his personal relationship with his people Israel versus just the God of all and the God of all people and all things. And so that's an interesting thing to note too when you're reading these Psalms, is when we say the Lord, that it's focusing that personal, intimate relationship. And when we see God, it's emphasizing him as God and Lord and sovereign ruler of all people.